demonstrators rallied at the state capitol yesterday and spoke out during a hearing on a GOP legislative package, which was introduced late Friday evening. These bills are expected to come up for a vote as early as today before the full legislature. WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White was reporting on this late into the night, well into the wee hours of this morning, here to bring us the latest. Laurel, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So the Joint Finance Committee, working well past midnight, focuses on measures involving the date of the state's presidential primary, the power of the governor-elect. What did you see and hear during the lengthy public hearing?
Well, there was about 10 hours of testimony during the public hearing in which lawmakers were able to ask administration officials about what these different proposals would do, and then several hours for members of the public to testify on the bill, in large part voicing concern about the bill.
Yeah, what kind of concerns did you hear? Because apparently these people at the public hearing were also interrupting.
That's right. So it was a very contentious public hearing. There were a number of protesters outside and inside the Capitol. Hundreds rallied on the Capitol steps yesterday evening around 5 o'clock, and they packed the hearing room where the actual legislative action was happening and overflowed into other hearing rooms. They were interrupting proceedings at certain points to boo or to chant. At the very beginning of the hearing, when doors were locked, they were actually banging on doors, and you could hear the chanting on the other side of the door. So this was something that reporters who were around for the 2011 protests in Wisconsin said that they definitely felt kind of shades of that anger and that pushback from these protesters.
State Senator John Erpenbach had called the extraordinary session and Republicans' moves to limit incoming Governor Evers a power grab. How are Democrats responding to this morning?
So they consistently made that argument last night and early this morning that they do see it as a power grab. They said that it's not honoring the democratic process. It's not honoring those votes from folks who chose to elect Evers and Attorney General-elect Josh Call, because a number of these proposals would significantly limit what Evers and Call can do once they're elected to once they take office in January. And they campaigned on those proposals, and that's why folks voted for them. So Democratic lawmakers consistently said, you know, this is subverting the very fabric of what we're about in government.
Well, before we get into the measures that the Joint Finance Committee worked on, procedurally here, after the hearing, lawmakers moved into the part of the meeting where they amend and vote. Was there any talk of delaying the vote? Why move so fast here?
So that was a part of the conversation last night, and a way for Democrats to push back was saying, we have amendments on these bills, some changes to the bills that came in, I believe that was a little bit after midnight. And they said, we have these changes. Why don't we take a little bit of time? Everything's moving really fast. Let's delay this vote. At the least, they said, let's delay it until later today, have a few more hours of time. They said, actually, we'd really love to delay it a few weeks to get Evers and Call to weigh in on this, to get a little bit more feedback from folks across the state. But that did not end up happening. Republican lawmakers voted to proceed with the vote last night.
So which measures did the Joint Finance Committee pass?
It passed pretty much everything that folks have been hearing about. One notable omission is the provision that would delay or change, rather, the date of the 2020 presidential primary.
And so some of the things that did pass, we have things like road projects and some things that would impact the Attorney General-elect, Josh Call.
That's right. So the element related to road funding has to do with federal funding on projects and making sure that there's a certain percentage of federal funding going to projects. The reason that state lawmakers want to influence that before Governor-elect Evers comes into office has to do with the sort of requirements that they'd have to meet for those road projects. The Changes related to Attorney General-elect Josh Call have to do with him representing lawmakers or defending state laws if they're challenged in court, and notably, Call's ability to withdraw from the a lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act.
Laurel White is WPR State Capitol reporter. She's staying stays with us explaining developments of this lame duck session where a state budget committee voted along partisan lines early this morning to send a number of bills to the full state legislature. Have you reached out to your state lawmakers? What did you tell them? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll continue this conversation here on The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We are watching this lame duck session. The bills would limit the power of Governor-elect Tony Evers and Attorney General-elect Josh Call in a variety of ways, including by potentially blocking them from dropping a lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act. Most of the plans could receive votes in the full legislature later today. Laura White is WPR's state capitol reporter. She's here explaining what these proposals would do, gathering your questions as well. 800-642-1234. Did you take part in a public hearing yesterday? What did you convey? What questions do you have about this legislation? Call in. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Laurel, you were talking a little bit about the ACA with in the limitations that Wisconsin would have by getting out of the lawsuit. Can you talk more a little bit about that as the governor-elect goes into office, as the attorney general-elect goes into office?
Absolutely. So under current law, if the state attorney general wants to leave a lawsuit like the one that Wisconsin is part of challenging the ACA, this is a federal lawsuit that involves a number of states, he or she would have to get approval from the governor. Under the proposal that's up for a vote today in the state legislature, in both the Assembly and the Senate, that would change from getting gubernatorial approval to getting approval from the state budget committee to withdraw from a lawsuit like that. And the reason that I believe that that changes cause some trouble is that, or, you know, pushback in the state capitol is because both Attorney General Josh Call and Governor-elect Tony Evers campaigned on removing Wisconsin from that lawsuit. They said that they would. And certainly if this change passes, it's going to make it more difficult for them to do that.
Let's take a call now. Let's go to Emma joining us from Madison. Hi, Emma.
I'm calling because I think these bills are pretty shocking and it's pretty hard to know what each one contains. But if people will just go to Wisconsin Eye, there is in the archives you can follow all the questioning and the answers for these bills. And as far as I can tell, Attorney General Josh Call will have no power, and there will be lawyers appointed by the Joint Finance Committee that will be controlling everything. But the other thing I wanted to say as well is if you look on Representative Chris Taylor's website, you will also find out a lot of things. But one of the things I do want to say is it seems like a lot of power has been given to the Joint Finance Committee, which is pretty much giving the power in Wisconsin to Scott Fitzgerald and Robin Voss.
Emma, thank you so much for calling in and in giving that resource as well. Emma, following closely there, these developments. We've been talking about the limiting powers, perhaps, for the incoming attorney general, but Governor-elect Evers' power could be impacted, rolling back things like work requirements on food stamps. Is that right?
That's right. So a number of these proposals are aimed at making it a little bit more difficult for Evers to make changes to state laws that have passed since Governor Scott Walker took office. office. So those laws do include things like work requirements for food stamps in Wisconsin or Wisconsin's voter ID law. These are things that Republican state lawmakers believe are very good for the state, so they're making moves to protect them, to sort of insulate them, make them more difficult to change for governor-elect Evers.
So what could the lame duck package of bills then mean for Wisconsin and going forward here?
So there are a number of things that I think people will be able to notice in their daily lives if these bills do pass later today. One of the things is that early voting would be limited somewhat in Wisconsin. We would have, I believe it's about 5 days fewer of early voting available to folks in Wisconsin. There would also be some changes to things, you know, like we've mentioned about Attorney General-elect Josh Call in terms of his power to have certain initiatives or to, as we've talked about extensively, withdraw from that ACA lawsuit.
And then what are you following today? Because this is certainly going to be very active day for you at the Capitol.
Things are happening, certainly, today. So we have the Assembly coming in at 1 p.m. this afternoon. We have the Senate coming in at 11 a.m. this morning to take up all of these bills, to discuss them on the floor, to have a debate, and potentially to pass them and send them to Governor Scott Walker's desk.
Very quickly here, Wisconsin is not the only one doing a lame duck session. What do we know about other states?
That's right. This is happening in a couple states across the country as they're sort of grappling with this balance of power between state legislatures that are different in party from the governor-elect in those places. So Wisconsin is certainly not alone in making some of these moves.
Laurel, thanks so much for your work.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is WPR's State Capitol reporter. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.